And as I've said kind of over and over again, it starts with a conversation about interest and then just tying that to some sort of realistic goal that will help them.
The reason we feel like there's so many problems is that most students make absolutely no connection between what they're learning in school and how that's going to help them in the future. We need to teach kids about themselves.
Before our children can begin to make those really important life decisions, like what they'll do for a living and how they'll prepare for that life, we must let them talk about themselves. We must listen as they tell us about themselves. Only then can we help them begin to separate childhood fantasy from mature understanding. In this, our first segment, Arisha Shelton, Peggy Land, a middle school student named Kathy, and high school career counselor Kathy Trapp talk about helping young people learn about themselves.
Kathy, tell us just a little bit about yourself. What thing do you love to do the most when you're out of school?
Hang out with my friends and family.
You're going to go to ninth grade. What do you think you want to do with your life after school?
Become someone famous.
How will you become famous?
Haven't thought that through yet.
Middle schoolers in general tend to deal in fantasy, and they think that things just sort of happen. They have no idea of how to tie their abstract thoughts to something concrete. And I think that's our job to help sort of kind of nail some of those things down for them and to help them to ground some of their loftier goals. But that's the beautiful thing about it, is that we all do grow and we mature. And it's just sort of helping them to realize day by day and step by step that this is a wonderful thought, but you know, just in the day-to-day, what is it that you plan to do realistically for your future? And at first, they give you the blank look, and it's the shoulder shrug, and the, I don't know, Ms. Shelton, I have no clue, what do you mean? And then we take that shoulder shrug, and we begin to just have a simple conversation.
When you first talk with students about their interests, they think you mean the hobbies and the things they like to do, like singing or playing golf or being in sports, and that doesn't necessarily equate to what you want to do as it relates to work. So they think when you talk about interest, it means things that they like to do for fun. And so we try to make a point that these are your interests as they relate to work. So it should be something that matches your skills and your values and your interests.
And we just take those basic skills that they have and those skills that we see them present every single day and use that to help them to talk and discuss careers that would benefit them or that they would be most suited for.
You know, they don't always know what their interests are, but then that's our job.